Let's start this episode with a congratulations. Chris Parker was recently awarded the Fred Award for Best Show at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival for his hit show Camp Bitch, coming to a town near you. Every time I say it, I use...
Is it Camp Bench?
Camp Bench.
Which always sounds like cabbage. I wore leather tights to the ceremony, and it felt so good.
To be see you being awarded a gumboot while you wear leather tights was beautiful.
It was just like, I was like, fuck, maybe this is my, like, you know how people have star names? I was like, maybe I could have a star look, which is like a big shirt and tights.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, Elaine Stritch from... Live at Liberty. She was like 70, 80 years old, performing her one-woman cabaret show in a flowing silk shirt and tights.
Great look. Do you like wearing tights?
I love wearing tights.
I don't. I am constantly being advertised jeggings every day on Facebook.
Oh, I would never wear jeggings.
And they're always, and like with like a skeleton pattern or like... Oh.
Hideous. No, I like... These were like kind of just plain leather ones.
Yeah, they look
good. I also am into the idea of wearing a Cuban heel.
What's a Cuban heel? Is it like a boot?
It's like a little... Yeah, Troye Sivan would often wear them, and also, less successfully, David Seymour and Dancing with the Stars.
Troye Sivan would often wear them, you say, as if he has passed?
He has worn... Oh, yeah, he would have when he was alive.
He's doing so well.
He's doing so well.
His album is called Bloom, which is effectively named after his butthole.
Do you think?
His song Bloom is 100% about bottoming for the first time.
Really?
Yes, listen to it. It's great.
I thought I had listened to it, and I've completely forgotten...
Well, it's not like explicit. It's not like lube up your dick and put it in my hole.
Just relax, relax. Don't push it in too fast.
Well, the pre-chorus is like that. It's like, come on, baby, take it slow now. I've never done this for anyone before.
Wow.
Yes.
Hot.
Anyway, let's listen to the theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to this beautiful episode of The Male Gaze.
We're good to be back. We're happy to be back.
We're good to be back. We're ready.
We're ready for
this. We're hungry.
We can't wait to... We actually recorded this episode in Wellington and then it got deleted. The file didn't work out or something.
Sometimes your hopes and dreams, they don't happen.
Do you think there's a difference between Wellington and Auckland?
Yeah.
I mean, like, apart from geographically and... the size.
Oh, do you know, here's a weird thing. I've been told multiple times that I have a Wellington vibe, yet I have never lived there.
Do you want... I think it's really funny. Someone says, oh, this cafe has a Wellington vibe. And by that, they mean the furniture doesn't match.
Yes.
And I'm just like, yeah, it's just they should spend more on their furniture.
They're just a bit lazy in here.
There's books.
Yeah, it has a Wellington vibe because they just found what they could.
It's funny because there's also that... They call like Wellington the Melbourne, Auckland the Sydney,
yeah,
LA the Auckland, New York the Melbourne. Oh fuck, my whole thing is gone.
I don't know.
I was just guessing.
I reckon like Auckland has more good cafes in it than Wellington.
Auckland is so much better.
Auckland's really cool, but Wellington, we love you. We loved being there for Comedy Festival. We did. Auckland is really so much way better.
To be honest, I'll be open and honest. Where I was like, I have had a hard time in Wellington in the past. I have not enjoyed myself there. And I was like, I hate this city. But then going back this time, I was like, you know what? Actually, the city's fine.
It's I had probably one of the best weeks of my year. Just had a really nice time, very chill. Wow. Also, I might be moving there sometime. So it's kind of like nice to get to know the city.
You're trying to learn to love the city.
I am trying to like appreciate it. And we did walk up to the top of Mount Vic, and it was really cool. And I got 20,000 steps on my Fitbit that day.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. Having a Fitbit is just a constant reminder of that you're not getting enough done.
Really?
Every day if I check my app, it's like, by the way, you got 5.5 hours sleep yesterday and you walked 3,000 steps. And it's like, cool. Well, I didn't have time. I don't know what to do with this information.
I think my body, like today at work, I was working and my eyes felt so... I fell asleep almost 4 times at work.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's something wrong with me. I'm going to eat some iron. I'm going to have a steak tonight.
They did put a couch in our office recently, and it is like sometimes good and sometimes detrimental.
I think it kept me more awake than the seat. I was falling asleep, like sitting upright. Oof. Are you ready for the fact of the gay? I'm just going to crack straight into it.
Oh, I've also got a fact of the gay. We're going to both do one. Ooh. Old school.
Old school. Yeah, we used to do one each. That's so stupid. This is an article.
Is it too stupid to do today? Because I've also got something I want to talk about.
This is an article that I half read on thehollywoodreporter.com. Nice. Where it's talking about the advocacy. Like GLAAD did their like big study over 2017, all the queer films that existed.
Yes.
Across like, I don't know, all the other films that were made.
Yeah.
So here's like, I'm going to skim read this article. While Hollywood celebrated Call Me By Your Name and its two peach-loving boyfriends at the most recent Oscars, where James Ivory won Best Screenplay, studio movies actually turned away from the depicting LGBTQ characters in 2017. In a new survey of the 109 films released theatrically by major studios last year, the advocacy group GLAAD reports that gay, lesbian, bi, trans, and queer characters only appeared in 14 films. So that's just 12.8% of the total release. And of those, like, films, there's a funny statistic here, that most of the characters only appear for roughly 5 minutes.
Oh.
But then also, we can't complain because 64% of those characters were gay men. So less were like lesbian, bi, or trans characters.
We can't complain about that? Or we have to be like, thank you for...
Well, we've got to complain, but then... Well, we should be like, thank you for... There's a small amount of pie, and we're eating all the filling.
And that is how gay men are to the queer community as a whole.
Fuck, that's a sad metaphor, eh? There's a small piece of pie, and we are eating the filling.
And we're hogging it.
And we're living everyone the crust.
The pastry. That they called, and Call Me By Your Name, they call them peach loving lovers. I mean, do they love peaches? He doesn't finish eating his peach.
And I would say he doesn't fuck it in a way that he's stoked about it.
No, I mean, and no one would.
It's so funny that, like, I was like, wow, so that statistic dropped, like that percentage of queer films had dropped since the previous years.
Thought you meant dropped as in like a Beyonce album. We're dropping this statistic, 12 a.m.
And it's the lowest it's been since 2012.
That's crazy.
And so what I thought was kind of interesting about that was how I feel like this year I've been like, I'm going to so many gay movies at the moment.
Yeah.
But then I was like, maybe we're just aware of when they come out and we like definitely support them. But then you think like, around, when you look at the whole picture, you're like, oh, it's actually a tiny fraction.
And we are getting, well, maybe there's a little bit of a thing going on where we are getting more gay films made for gay audiences, but also there are less gay characters appearing in mainstream movies, probably as a reaction to people not wanting to seem tokenistic, but therefore just like not representing queer people on screen.
This article also slammed Thor and Wonder Woman.
Oh, because she Valkyrie is meant to be gay.
Yeah, it's for ignoring
Tessa
queer
Thompson.
Characters. Right.
Tessa Thompson and Janelle Monáe is the hottest probable relationship out there. Have you watched the film?
No, what film?
Dirty Computer, the Janelle Monáe album, has a 35-minute film attached.
Oh yes.
And it's a full love story with her and Tessa Thompson. And
they're
just like, one point they're just pashing on the beach. And I was like, whoo.
That's amazing.
Woo-wee. It's pretty hot.
It's confusing for a gay man to be turned on by, not confusing, but just like, this is the world that millennials hope for.
Yeah.
Is a gay man being turned on by two lesbians hooking up.
Or yeah.
She's bi, right?
Janelle refers to herself as pansexual.
Oh.
But it is funny how sometimes you can be like, this looks great. But also, if I was in a room with just me, Janelle Monáe, and Tessa Thompson, I would be like, I should leave.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
guys,
this is so cool, but I will not be able to perform.
I totally left something at home. I've got to go. Now we'll do some homework.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, my car's out of petrol, so I better go put some petrol in it.
What's your fact of the game?
Grindr.
Oh yeah.
Is this app that was made? No. Grindr.
Well, oh my god, how sad. Imagine if we didn't know what Grindr would be. What that makes me feel like is if we are really, really old and out of touch.
Yeah.
Which I guess one day we will be.
Sometimes I feel like I already am.
Really?
Yeah, just to the like YouTuber generation.
I fucking hate that generation.
I know.
What are they called? Generation Z.
I get jealous of them because they've got like resources. Like a friend of ours, brilliant comedian, did a show, his first ever comedy festival show this year.
Yeah.
And he just had like old YouTube clips of his YouTube shows that he made. And I was like, I didn't have the availability to do that. I wish I did.
Yeah, but I feel like they've got terrible interpersonal skills. I've met a couple of people of Generation Z and on all accounts, they've come up to me very confidently telling me how they've got anxiety and they've been drunk. But they've been, like, blasted it at me.
Those two things. I've got anxiety and I've been drunk. And that's all you need to know about me. My name's Mitchell. I'm 19. See ya.
Yeah, they're just like, they're just kind of, there's a kind of arrogance to it that I'm like, you don't seem anxious. You seem like you're yelling at me.
They think they know about the world because they've read like a lot of Reddit.
Yes.
So Grindr has added a feature. I just found out.
We probably just lost like half our listeners.
We love you guys and you're so cute.
Talking about like two people specifically who I've met.
I know exactly who it is. This is from the website QWERTY. I found this article. Grindr are adding voice messaging. Right? So now, that's something people talk about when you meet someone on a dating app and then you can like hook up with them without hearing their voice, right? But now you can send people voice messages.
What would you say? Down to fuck?
How down big? To fuck?
I guess you'd be like,
what are you into?
Is it like a voice dip? Like, hi, my name's Chris Parker and this is my voice memo.
Yes. Hi, I'm Eli Mathewson. This is my voice reel. KFC. I used to be the voice
big
artist for KFC.
Greasy thighs.
Delicious bacon mayonnaise, creamy slices of thick bacon, and shortcut bacon as well. It's the delicious bacon burger.
Yeah, that's taking me back
to
2015.
Yeah, big year for me on voice.
Did they drop you as the voice of KFC?
Well, it's a woman now, so happy to see that.
Yeah, good.
But I think they just frequently rotate to just spice up the brand.
And spice up the chicken.
Yeah, and they'll never tell you what spices those are.
Really?
So stop asking.
But you know.
No, they didn't tell me. My dad would constantly, like, my dad asked me, I reckon, 5 or 6 times if I got free KFC. And I was like, and every time I'd be like, no. I go into a booth, I record it, and then I leave. And it was like,
is there chicken hanging around?
Yeah. As if KFC would be like, thank you so much for your service. Here's another
bucket
of chicken.
Himself.
The Colonel turns up to my house. He's like, thank you for advertising the bacon burger.
People go fucking crazy over bacon, eh?
It sucks. I had like bacon desserts. Oh,
I
Rose and
bacon.
I in Sydney.
Yeah.
We went to a cafe that was having a bacon festival.
Great.
And then so there was a whole menu of just bacon-based dishes. And then we got a bacon French toast where the toast was coated in Cocoa Pops.
Sick. Was it great? Did you want to shit yourself afterwards?
No.
You are definitely not having sex after that meal. Sometimes I eat a meal, I'm like, that is ruling me out for a week.
Yes, I had 2 smoothies today, and I was like, Eli,
it's
what,
over.
Is this your choice? Is that your choice? Is that what you think about the potential of tonight? The weird thing was that the French toast wasn't very well cooked. It felt like French bread that had been barely soaked in anything and then toasted.
Shit, what a fucking cock up.
But it was great, because we both got eggs and bacon and eggs. Individually.
Do you know what?
And then
we've
we shared the French toast.
So
no, I'm sorry.
We've been talking about
okay,
this so long.
So what voice messages would you send to someone on Grindr if you're first?
Is it like
voice
a voice memo that you'd send in text?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Like, this is my voice. Like, I would want to practically just be like, what do you want? Do you want to hear the voice? This is my voice.
You want to do it. I reckon you want to show it off in a way that is so casual that it doesn't feel like, so you're just like, hey man, yeah, let's meet up at this cafe. It's just around the corner from my house, and then
yes,
you can fuck me, a verse bottom.
That's exactly it. But what you know you're going to receive is like, hey, how are you going? And you're going to be like, okay, I'm deleting this.
I know.
Do you know that thing when people send you creepy?
Yes.
I once had a Grindr hookup, and this was when I was like first dabbling on the app. This was in Christchurch days, actually. Like, I was down for like a gig or something.
Yeah.
And the guy, we were going to meet up. I gave him my number. I was learning how to like navigate this all.
Nice.
He like calls me, just being like, I'm thinking about us already, like meeting up. And I was just like, this is coming on too strong. I've got to end this now. And I remember just being like, hey, I'm sorry. Which is pretty rude of me. But I was also like, the vibe was just like, well, I don't have to fuck anyone. I don't want to fuck.
Yes.
But,
yes. Like, me, your auntie's here. Yes, don't do it.
No.
No way.
But I was also like, yeah, they're so awkward. Like, the phone calls are so tender. And I was like, don't make this sound like it's anything more than how the dirty deed it is.
Yeah.
Which I want it to be.
So what, but then what is your ideal?
I think your thing. I'm just like, hey.
Rattling it off.
Like you're doing errands.
But then for it to sound like the dirty deed, to be honest, the voice that you just said, hey man.
I hate that.
I'm already.
Did you like that?
No. I wasn't. But then when you say you want it to be the dirty deed, do you want someone to be like, oi, I'm coming over?
be lying on the bed, ass up, head in a pillowcase.
That is the stuff that I once had a hookup, and the guy was like, do you want me to be bent over on the bed as soon as you arrive? And I was like,
people are into that, eh? Which is great. Like,
no, it's awesome. It's no awesome. King shame, it's but awesome. It's but like, for me, I was like, no, I want
to
so like,
I need to navigate to get.
I just want to like passion fully clothed. Like,
where's
for a bit.
The key going to be? Under the mat. Now, is it the front door or the back door?
Yes.
You know, and it's like, and then when you go in, do you like have a quick look around the lounge first, get a gauge of the person?
I want to look at their furniture.
And if you're lying down, how long are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I guess the,
I just don't
the
want
excitement.
You to get bored.
Yeah, make sure you've got your phone on you. Traffic's a nightmare. Just throw a mink over there.
That's the voice which you're saying. Hey, traffic's a nightmare. what we talked about in the last episode.
Polar bears.
Was polar bears. No, there's an article in the New York Times called The Age of That Twink. It's an article that kind of describes how there's a new trend in town, that's how they say it, about twinks and how these skinny men are curbing expectations on what masculinity should look like. And it describes straight twinks in the article as being a prevalent part of the twink movement. So Tim Batt, our producer, you could be a straight twink.
You could be a straight twink.
Absolutely.
I guess
he's not happy about
they
it
were
at all.
Celebrating
you're
this
homophobic.
They were celebrating this movement because, I guess it's that thing of the idea of like knocking down this idea of like what a masculine body looks like, big ripped muscles, all that kind of thing. So when I was reading the article, I was like, you know, when you're like, I know this is a problematic article, and I'm reading it for the first time, and I don't know where it's gonna fall over.
Yeah.
So I kind of read the whole thing in entirety, and then I was like, I kind of buy this idea of like. Celebrating like feminine bodies and like, but then the thing that's like cooked was the idea that that body type is like skinny,
yes,
and like and lean and white, and that like a feminine body could be a big body as well.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be just like thin little white boy, like a little toothpick.
It's cool. It talks about like Troye Sivan and Ollie Alexander and them like embracing their twinkie bodies and like femme fashion and stuff. But then like
but they're hot.
Yeah.
Like they're just hot guys.
There's hot guys being hot dressing like, how they
off.
Want.
Fuck off.
Also I don't like the idea I just get frustrated with the idea that they're like curbing masculine norms because it's only really in the last like 10-15 years I reckon that Hollywood male stars have been expected to be super buff. In the 90s Leonardo DiCaprio was just like skinny as hell and he was the hottest guy.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the expectations on male bodies are as high as they are on female bodies, for instance.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And since there's been this kind of like hyper buff Zac Efron kind of movement, I'm like, this is negative. But also, you know, at least men are getting a slice of what women have had for many, many, many years.
Do you reckon the generation like ahead of us, Generation Z or their kids, will like look back on like our generation be like, fuck, why were they so jacked? Like everyone was like huge and like muscle building will be like the smoking of our generation.
I fluctuate so much like day to day between wanting to be super jacked and never wanting to exercise ever again.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's like it should just be how it makes you feel. Like that should be the end goal. But then also some people like feel good when they're like, look how massive my arms are. But I was like looking at Adam Rippon the other day.
Oh yeah.
He was doing an interview. He's just won Dancing with the Stars.
He's our queen of the week.
He's our queen of the week. Yeah, definitely. He's like, he's got tiny little arms. He's got tiny little, like, he's like obviously a strong, fit
and
guy.
And a thick
but his,
butt.
Yeah, his legs are thick ass. But I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Like, he's...
Tom Daley's kind of the same as well.
He is like...
He's cut, like, he's cut abs, really musty legs.
He's like fucking pork. Like, he's just... Like I don't know what he's like. He looks like lamb that's just like really lean.
The other day they posted their wedding photos again because it's been a year, and it reminded me of how much you hated it and how much I loved it.
Did you actually love it?
I cried once,
but for me the pure aesthetic of the wedding sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, and so that pulls me out of any, like, emotional...
No, I can completely see past the heinous maroon suit that looks like it came out of 2011.
And their fucked up patriotic flag cake? Nah, mate, it sucked.
But the way they looked at each other, there's tender, real age gap love there.
They've both been attacked online by, like, sex tapes and stuff.
Yes.
Like, they've both had sex tapes leaked and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, like, talk about that in the bedroom. Do you know what? We actually talk about them so much in this podcast. It's like the nerds who joke about, like, the school bullies because they are obsessed with them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. How would you feel if a tape got leaked of you having sex?
What am I doing? Honestly, like, though, I think that's really important.
Because
I think I'd be more mortified if it was me doing, like, a sexy video to someone on my own.
That's what I think it is. It's you masturbating for someone else's pleasure.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You'd just be absolutely gutted. You'd be mortified. I think it's because... I was, like, thinking about this when we were watching Samantha Hayes do the rumba in Dancing with the Stars. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Samantha Hayes is a newsreader who's currently on New Zealand Dancing with the Stars.
And she had to learn to be intimate on screen. And I, like, when I do, like, sex scenes on comedy sketches, you're like, which has happened more than once, you, like, play it up, so you're not really showing, like, your legitimate sex phase. But the fact that Sam Hayes had to be, like, beautifully intimate with her dance partner, like, was mortifying for her, I could see. And she, like, worked through it. And she gave a great performance. Susie Cato had to do the same thing, the same dance, and be, like, sexy, like, genuinely sexy. And I was like, the idea of having, like, a solo tape that I had sent to a solo tape. It's not on tape. A solo video that I was genuinely sending someone to be sexy would, like, mortify me.
I think I'd be totally fine with it.
Yeah.
I think it would be, not because I, like, am happy for people to watch it, but the type of people that would watch it, I just don't care what they think of me. Like, if you're going to watch a video that I clearly don't want you to watch, I'm just like, well, fuck you. Who cares?
It's also an empowerment of being like, I know you watch it because you're interested. Like, and you're just like,
yeah.
And you're like, so you've seen it? I see it every day, baby.
And to me, it's like, yes, or maybe my sex thing got leaked, but, like, at least I'm not the person who's seeking out people's leaked sex tapes. Yeah.
I still think I'd be embarrassed by being, like, earnestly feeling something like that in front of someone.
But who, like, none of your close friends are going to watch it, right?
They would watch it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you think I would watch yours?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to tell you right now, honestly, from the core of my heart, if a 60 people leaks of yours, I won't watch it.
I feel like you're going to be like, I'm not watching it, and you'll lie to everyone, and then you'll just be like, it'll be like 3 a.m. in the morning, and you're just like, I just want to see what it looks like. You just, like, watch 10 seconds, and you'll be like, okay, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
You'll make exceptions, but you'll still look at it.
There's definitely Snapchats that I've seen in the past, and I'm like, imagine if they just were available to someone.
I think the same fucking thing. And I'm like, how earnestly I'm, like, doing that, and I'm, like, mortified.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're more in the right here than me. I'd like to think that it would make me feel more powerful, but maybe ultimately...
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
It'd be a hard week.
It's amazing that, like, Jennifer Lawrence, I mean, she's obviously probably still traumatized by it, but has built through it. Like, and you just don't even really think about her sex tape anymore when you see her. I mean, we're talking about it right now, but you just go like, oh, she's advertising another movie.
Another movie. Jennifer Lawrence, have you got another movie?
Did you see Janet Jackson's performance at Billboard?
Not yet, but I'm dying to.
It's really interesting.
I love
it. I can barely hear her, but she looks fantastic.
That's her kind of style, though. Yeah. She's always like, I love you and you.
And she kind of squeaks.
Love me.
Oh. Yeah. How old is she, do you think?
55?
Wow.
I'm fairly sure she's in her 50s and she had a baby not very long ago, right?
What?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
That should be our queen of the week.
Yeah. Although, move over, Adam Rippon.
Adam Rippon, I fully supported on Dancing with the Stars until his final freestyle, which was piss poor.
If you're watching New Zealand Dancing with the Stars, like, great, support those local charities and support our local TV talent. But go onto YouTube and watch all of Adam Rippon's dances and all of Tonya Harding.
She should have won. Her movement was graceful. Her story was beautiful to watch.
Adam Rippon has openly trashed her in like an interview, being like, she also, what she did was unacceptable.
Yeah, he's like, she was banned from skating for a reason.
It was also like, it's a class issue.
It is a class issue. But then I saw someone else say the other day, they were like, if Tonya was not white, she would not be getting the same heroic storyline that she's getting.
Yeah.
So there's a whole whirlwind of issues there.
Oh my God, it's so
But what tricky. I will say is every single one of her dances was glorious.
Yeah, it was
She
nice.
Looked like she was living. She looked like she was, it was like she was having the time of her life. In the same way that you see when you see her first skating videos.
Yeah. God, it's so hard, eh? Like, because you can say, like, you can say, like, well, if she wasn't white, she wouldn't be having that same narrative.
Yeah.
But also, you're just, like, watching this woman who's, like, whole life got trashed. Just, like, dancing,
it's
and it's
absolute
so nice.
Shit for 20 years.
Yeah, and before that, it was shit, too.
Yeah.
She had, like, this little couple of years where she got...
And even then, she was up against it.
Yeah, I know. Fucking hell. What a life. A
huge life.
She seems happy now.
But also, like, constantly on the brink of tears.
Yeah. And do you think she's getting paid well?
Well, I heard on Wendy Williams that right. she, which I have fallen into a trap of just watching recently.
It's an unhealthy habit, but it's fine. It's like eating McDonald's. It's just sometimes food.
She was trashing Dancing with the Stars as a show, which she was on once, and she was like, who watches it anymore? She was like, who even watches that show? And then she was like talking about how the rumors are that Tonya was being a real diva backstage. But then, after that, she was like, but people leak all sorts of stuff that is completely untrue, so it's probably not true.
What?
It was the weirdest. It was a very wet take from...
Well, also, it's Wendy Williams who...
Well, she just keeps talking until... I want to know what the plan for the show looks like.
They're like... And they're like, hot gossip is, like, your best bit.
Yeah.
And then that bit lasts, like, 30 minutes of the show.
So long. And she doesn't... I want to know how many notes she has or whether she just goes.
What is up with Americans and chunky kitchenware? Like, I feel like she has a...
You feel like you've been needing to say that for so long.
I have to say this. It has to cut. They have to be taken down. She has the thickest mugs. And so does Rachel Ray. Just like the ugliest.
What do you mean by thick mug? Because I feel like the mugs at Federal Deli, for instance, are thick and I like them.
And they're lovely. Yeah. But they're sleek. They're neutral. They're kind of German.
Yeah.
These are like chunky American country, like an orange mug. I'm sure she's got like a disgusting mug.
I wonder what she puts in it. I bet it's red wine.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love the way she sits. I love the way...
She's had so much work done to her face.
Absolutely. Eh? Also, I think her audience, as opposed to like Ellen, which they'll just go crazy for everything that she does. Sometimes Wendy Williams will spit out a take and it'll have a shot of the audience and you'll see like three or four people being like,
no.
What?
That's good.
That's what... If I had a similar show, I'd want that. I want to be divisive.
What would your chat show be?
It'd be like geek goss, and it would be like about,
oh my God.
it would be all the behind the scenes drama of like Avengers Infinity War.
Oh my God.
I've just really recently, I reckon in the last 2 months, and I know you've been telling me it for a while, but I have definitely realized that I'm a full blown geek, and I'm like, maybe I just need to like completely double down on it.
I loved watching you on the indoor netball court.
Aww.
It was so beautiful. Like,
thank you.
You're actually a great player, but
no, I'm
look,
not.
No, you're fine. You're bad in defense.
Yes,
but you were great in attack. And you scored some hoops.
Thank you.
But you look so uncomfortable. Like, you're just like, you look like a geek on the sports field.
And that's how it is for me.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
I can't call out. Like, even if it's so clear that they can't see me and that I should be past it because there's no one around
me.
You
can't be like, yo, go long.
No, it scares me to like...
No, that's fine. I totally
mask
can understand.
Down and say my name.
I'm very vocal on the court.
Yeah, you are.
But I think it's because I've got a lot of inner anger.
Yeah.
So like I just scream bloody murder out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, watching you, I was like, wow, I've never... said, like, because I've seen you be confident, obviously, like... When I see you like on stage by yourself, you can just feel like so in your body. And then You honest netball court, you looked like 12.
I felt 12.
Oh, so cute.
But it was fun.
Play again.
Exercise. I do. Last time I played on this team, which was about 2 years ago, I played like 6 times in a row. And then it got to one. There was one where I scored like heaps of hoops and I was feeling really confident. And then the next game, I like was so bad. And the other team was very aggressive. And I was like, I'm never coming back.
Someone pushed me in that game, like physically pushed me. And I went, whoa, to them. And then they were like, sorry. I was like, that's so weird that you would try and get away with that in a social sport.
I hate that. But I just kind of like had this idea that social sport would be like the opposite of what sport was at high school. And everyone would be like, woohoo. But no, they're still the same people.
Well, at least you know teams aren't picked.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, and that's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like our team makes a solid effort of being like really encouraging. You know, like no matter how good or bad you are, it's like, welcome aboard.
Yes.
We're happy to have the numbers.
Yeah.
And that's good. And it's good to be really bad at something. That's the thing, like, we lost that game terribly. And I was like,
totally.
It's kind of cool. I don't care losing.
Yeah. Because I'm so good at everything else I do. It's good to be humbled.
No, but you're like always striving to be the best you can be at your thing, right? Like whatever it is. Your work, your personal life, your relationship. So to be bad at one thing and be like, I'm terrible at social netball.
Also, like, almost everything else that I do in my life, I've been doing for quite a while now.
Yeah.
To do something that I'm like, I know there are people, especially when you're playing social netball and you're playing other teams, and I'm like, I know there'll be people on that team who have been playing since they were six.
And this is their stand-up or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest life advice to someone. Pick one thing that you are really bad at and just continue pursuing it. Because it will keep you real. It's good to feel failure.
It is nice to feel failure.
Yeah. I was like, man, we are mighty ducks right now, but we're not going to have this triumphant victory. We're just going to stay the ducks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, that's cool.
Forever.
If you feel...
Until we meet another team of mighty ducks.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's going to be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That's sad. I don't want to think about that day.
Yeah. Hey, this has been lovely to catch up with you. I reckon, is there anything else you want to say?
I've just been going through some personal shit.
Okay, we don't have time for that.
What?
Okay. thank you so much, listeners, who've been patient while we've been not putting out eps. Our little on-demand show is coming out very
shortly.
Shortly.
And I'm doing return seasons of my solo show. Surprise!
Ooh.
7th to the 9th of June in Auckland, and the 17th or something end of June in Wellington.
It's a beautiful show. You have to go and see it. It's so funny.
So go check it out. You can book tickets at Bats or at the Basement website. That's my plug. Do you have anything to plug?
No, not right now. Just come.
Just
check out my Instagram.
What's your Instagram handle?
Just Eli Mathewson. Simple as that.
Oh my God.
Just type it in.
I found Chris Parker on Twitter.
What? That's you.
I'm Krobka.
Oh, yes. Okay, cool.
I saw at Chris Parker.
Yeah.
You're always trashing him for. Yeah. He's got no followers.
Wow.
He's tweeted 0 times.
What an arsehole.
He's following 14 people.
Direct message him and be like, can I please have this?
Do you reckon I could do that?
Yes.
I think people know me as Krobka though, no, right?
No, we do and we hate it. I deleted Snapchat the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, this app is done.
I've got a family Snapchat group.
So I can
do like constant baby updates is vital.
Yeah.
It's keeping me connected to the family unit.
The drop-off is so huge. For the first time I've been on an age and age, I was like, I wonder how many of my friends did stories, and it was 4.
Yeah. I'm seeing a rise in Facebook stories.
Yeah, and that is dangerous.
That's dangerous.
There's a dangerous art you're playing
with.
I'm
going to get
back into it. I did like your Facebook stories. Hey, guys. Subscribe to Chris on Facebook. Me on Instagram. Go to Chris's return shows. And
plug your butts. Oh. And do one thing every day you're bad at.
Really should at. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
But ASMR. You're special. I'm a fairy.
Sometimes I like to run with my shoelaces untied.
I'm coming over now. Please be bent over when I arrive.
Sometimes I eat jelly that hasn't completely cooked.
See, my teeth are soft and sometimes I swallow them accidentally.
When I blink, it crunches.